to SER 107.3 on the FM dial. Maybe you're listening online to SER.com. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to The Daily. My name's Adrian. I'm joined in studio by my co-host today, Ollie. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, Adrian.
Now, in its inaugural year of competition, the AFL Women's League has drawn widespread popularity. It's been hugely successful in affirming women's sport.
Among these strong and inspiring women is Emma Swanston, who has relocated from Western Australia to play with the GWS Giants this season.
Yeah, and to discuss her journey as an openly gay athlete inside the Australian sporting culture, Emma joins us on the line. Emma, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for joining us on The Daily.
No worries.
Now, how did you come to play Aussie Rules?
Coming from WA, it's obviously massive. Sporting code, a bit different over here, but
yeah.
So I've grown up with a younger brother, and my dad was playing right up until I was about 12 or 13. So
oh, wow.
I guess grew up around the footy club, and
yep.
I love footy, and I played with the boys until I was about 12, and then obviously that was the end of what I thought was me playing AFL, and
mm-hmm.
Then I was lucky enough to find that they had a female competition when I was about 16, so
oh, wow.
I joined back up then.
Awesome. Now, how are you enjoying the new competition?
Yeah, look, I love it. Couple of games in now, so I think we're around five this week and three games to go, so it's been really, really quick.
Mm.
Feels like we did a lifetime of pre-season and then the season's over in a blink. But, yeah, look, for the inaugural season, it's been a fantastic sort of response, and I'm looking forward to seeing what it grows into.
And as an openly gay sportswoman in Australia, has your experience been positive or negative?
Yeah, look, I've had this question a fair bit, and to be honest, like I've had a really positive experience, and like I'm grateful for that. But I know that there's a lot of people out there who haven't been as lucky as what I am. So it's probably something that I'm really, really passionate about, and that yeah, you know, I understand that people haven't been as fortunate as me, and have had quite negative experiences in their chosen sporting code, and not just sport, but in their line of work as well. So, yeah, but in my personal experience, it has been quite positive.
Are there any particular areas that you feel are most problematic in Australian sport?
Probably just stereotyping. And like I said, like in female AFL, I find it's very so inclusive, and it's probably the place that I found who I really was, and I felt really really lucky and really comfortable to be who I was around the club that I was at the time. So yeah, look, female AFL was very inclusive, and we've got people in our team who are married with husbands and kids, or people with a same-sex partner, so nothing really matters. And
yeah, cool.
I wouldn't even be able to tell you who was gay or straight in our team, so it's not really a massive big talking point.
Yeah,
but
right.
I think in other codes or in other sports, it is, and we all need a band together to try and fix it.
Mm. What can sporting organisations across Australia? You say the AFL, and particularly now with the new women's comp, is very good, but what can sporting organisations around Australia do to make their sports more inclusive, do you think?
Look, I think it comes down to the education, and it's not just in sport. I think it's right back at school when I was at school, and an insult used to be, oh, that's gay, or you're gay. Mm. So it's stopping it from there, and I think
right.
The younger we try and stop it, the better the flow-on effect's going to be, and that's going to run into your sporting code. So I personally think it's the education from a very young age to try and break the stigma that it's a bad thing.
Yep.
And stop it from being an insult. And then I think over time that'll flow into then our sporting codes and where everyone ends up.
Absolutely. Now, as an elite athlete yourself, the development of a brand is obviously very important. You know, you playing sport, that's how you're making your money. Is it more difficult for gay athletes, do you think, to attract sponsorship? If so, why?
I personally haven't had that at all. Like
mm-hmm.
I haven't felt that, at least.
Yep.
I guess for me, like, I'm very new to this, and like you said, this is the first year of the AFLW, so personally I'm still creating my brand.
Okay.
But I think it depends how it's come across and your sporting code and who you want to be. And I think I'm just myself, and just because I'm in the public eye now, I don't change who I am from who I'd be if I wasn't.
Good on you.
So to me, if that means that I don't get brand sponsorship, then I will suck that up and cop that on the chin because I don't want to be anyone else. But I know that, like I said before, there are people who have had negative experiences and people who might have struggled getting brand sponsorship and as you said, making their money. So that's something that I'm passionate about and something that I want to try and drive and try and fix.
And are there any other LGBT athletes that you look up to that you might consider role models?
Look, I've had this question a fair bit and probably coming through when I was a little bit younger, I had no one. And I think that was probably a massive thing for me in the last 12 months. I've kind of thought about it. And when I was about 14 or 15, if I had someone to look up to, it would have made my journey a lot easier. I know I said that I didn't have any negative experiences, but it wasn't exactly easy either. So I always think about the fact that I didn't have anyone to look up to. And I think it's just, obviously it wasn't in the media or female in sport back then probably wasn't as big as what it is now. So I guess that's what's probably inspired me a little bit to come out and try and speak about it as much as I can and as much as people want to listen, because if that helps one 13 or 14 year old girl or boy out there to say, hey, it is okay to be who I am, then I feel like I've done my job.
No, that's awesome. Emma, a very, very impressive impressive story that you've got. Congratulations with everything you've achieved so far. All the best for the rest of the season as well. I did have a look at the table just earlier. Your guys not doing the greatest. Are you going to lift the, back end of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've had a couple of injuries, and the girls are really banded together, and we're more united than what we've ever been. So,
excellent.
Hopefully we can finish quite strong.
Excellent. Well, Emma, all the best with the rest of the season. Thank you so much for joining us on Daily.
Thanks for having me.
There you are. That was Emma Swanson there. She's one of the stars from the GWS Giants AFL women's team, discussing her life and how the changing landscape for gay athletes in Australian sport. Very, very impressive story, wasn't it, Ollie?
It was. It was great.
Yeah, very cool. Good on her.